all of us like to be liked, don't we? And Selena De Lang and her sister went through a surge of popularity when they were in school. But what a house of cards being liked can be. This is Selena's true confession.
Hooray, happiness, celebrations. For most Aussies, that's Melbourne Cup Day. But I confess, for my sister and me, this day brings Melbourne Cup melancholy. Our embarrassing story began in 1959. I was 14 years old, my sister 16. We attended an Anglican church boarding school in Victoria. Our stern headmistress frowned on gambling. Even charity raffles were strictly forbidden. Best you two shut up to your teachers about my racehorses, our father warned. In 1959, he entered our horse Nethergold in the Melbourne Cup. If the horse wins, it's double-header ice creams for the entire school, he promised. Double-header ice cream seemed a glorious treat. My sister and I skyrocketed in popularity. 120 boarders all loved us. Mrs. Rivers, assistant cook in the school kitchens, loved us too. An excitable gambler, she confided she'd already won good money on our horse in past months. A problem occurred. At cup time, school kids would be in class. How soon could we learn race results? No mobile phones in those days. The transistor radio always blared in the cook's kitchen. Aha, the solution. My sister gave scatterbrained Mrs. Rivers clear instructions. Soon as you hear race results, walk quietly past classroom 4B. I'll sit by the window. Hold up one finger if the horse wins, two fingers if it runs second, three fingers for third. But be very discreet. The headmistress will be taking class. At last, the great Melbourne Cup Day arrived. Nervous excitement electrified all classrooms. Race time ticked near. My sister Sandra sat rigid in class. Our perfectly groomed headmistress lectured in her icy voice. No one dared misbehave. Our headmistress scared everyone. Suddenly, my sister saw the cook's dishevelled figure running in the distance, her apron flapping. She galloped right up to the classroom door. Oh, no. She banged the door open, burst in, panting. Red-faced, the cook bawled out to the astonished headmistress. Sandra there, her father's horse Nethergold. He's run second in the Melbourne Cup. The class paled with mixed horror and delight at this drama. Our headmistress glared down from her superior height. That will be all, Mrs. Rivers. You may go. Realising her terrible outrage, the cook slunk out. Class ended, scandal and bad news erupted. Goodbye, double-header ice creams. Goodbye, popularity for my sister and me. That night in the dining room, a furious boarder hissed at me in front of everyone. What a mean, rotten father you have. His rotten horse came second. We should at least get single ice creams. My sister and I fell into shame and sorrow. Now, every year since 1959, when Melbourne Cup celebrations start, we remember that dreadful day. Melbourne Cup melancholy descends on us again.
Selena De Lang, definitely not looking forward to that first Tuesday in November. That story produced by Michael McKenzie. And do you have something you'd like to get off your chest in a true confession like that? Let us help. It can be fun or serious or anything in between, and it's easy to send in. You just record it into your phone and email it to lifematters@abc.net.au. There are instructions at the bottom of our webpage.